This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA. 1-877-DOCDALI. Boy, we got a lot to talk about, and I hope we could pack it all in. The World Health Organization wants us to eliminate trans fats from all food over the next 5 years. So enjoy the taste of your food now, because it's really going to taste like crap later. The Salmonella outbreak now extending to more states, sickening more people. Not good, especially for those of you that like your eggs. We got a woman who died after getting a flesh-eating bacteria that doctors thought was a pimple. Scares the hell out of people. How you could get an infection. The doctors gave her antibiotics. I mean, they seem to do almost everything right. There's just one thing that I think they could have done that they didn't. Being Monday morning quarterback always, you know, is easy to do. Unfortunately, the woman has died, and we'll talk about what happened to her. There is a woman who was denied a liver, and she is now taking it to the United Health Group CEO, right, to get this new liver. We'll kind of tell you why we think she's successful. Viagra is back in the news. Viagra is always going to be in the news. And many of you are worried because they say Viagra could be a thing of the past. Why? Because there's supposed to be this new treatment. Don't get too excited for this new treatment. I think it's going to be too expensive. And I think people really, really like Viagra. So don't worry. It'll still be out there. We'll talk about that. The Supreme Court is now allowing states to legalize sports betting. So as opposed to it just being a Vegas thing, all right, now other states can legalize sports betting. I don't really know how I feel about that. I'm really not a big bet gambler. I mean, I like to put money on football games. Every now and then I'll, you know, bet the basket and, you know, throw some roulette chips or I'll play some blackjack. You know, I like craps. You know what? I guess, living in Vegas, you know, it's hard not to know your games and you know, play a little bit. My father gambled, but I just don't like to gamble because I don't like to spend money. You know, once I lose $20, I'm done. Once I win, I leave the table. I just like my free drink, but we'll talk about that because that could really, really help other people's economies. It'll be interesting. Israel finally has named Jerusalem the capital. Well, Jerusalem has always been the capital, but now the U.S. Embassy gets to be there, and for the world to recognize Jerusalem as the capital of Israel, I mean, that Washington, D.C. is the capital of the U.S., you know, it is historic. And so congratulations, Netanyahu and Trump, for making that happen. I think my father would have been very, very proud. We have half of all U.S. women afraid to have childbirth. Ladies, toughen up. Chipotle is back in the news. Tell you why. Somebody made off on a lot of money. Talk about that. And then we have a high school where everybody's panties are all up in a bunch, and I don't blame them, because apparently the cheerleaders now have to let anybody come on the cheerleading team, no matter how much they stink. And so this, you know, give everybody an award, let everybody, you know, nobody has to excel or fight or compete. You know, people are losing their competitive drive. They're starting to get their little flames extinguished, and that's something that we need to talk about, especially when it comes to sports and school and grades. So as you can see, we got a very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOCDAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. So apparently, it was senior grad night at Disneyland. For any of you guys in the Anaheim area, you probably fled. My son and his school went out on Friday, made it to Disneyland, got there at about 2 p.m. Well, by then the lines are like through the yin-yang, so I think they got to go on a couple rides. And I guess when my husband, see, I never had Disneyland senior, my high school couldn't afford that. That's kind of expensive. I never did that, but my husband did. And he said that the whole park was closed down just for the seniors. This year, here we are 30-some years later, no, the whole park was not closed down for a bunch of seniors. That would have been cool, though. That would have been very cool. To have all of Disneyland to yourself, oh my gosh. It's like a dream come true. But anyway, what they did do, from what I understood, is about 9:30 at night, after the California Adventure Park closes, they opened it up to just the seniors. So the seniors could leave Disneyland and go and flood California Adventure. So you would think that would be awesome, except I hear it poured like rain. It was like raining up the yin-yang. So only two rides, my son said, were open. Now, again, you know, when high schoolers talk to you, they're very overly exaggerating. But apparently he said there were only two rides. The House Terror, the Guardians of the Galaxy new ride, and the Soarin' California. So the seniors who went through all that, basically, apparently they woke up at 4 in the morning the day before. Drove out, made it to Disneyland, stayed at Disneyland till 9:30, went to California Adventure Park, stayed there till 2, drove back. I was like, is the bus driver getting any rest? Apparently the bus driver got some sleep, which is good. So he comes back, and of course, you know, he wants to eat, and I'm like, well, how was Disneyland? And I'm like, you kidding me? You had senior night at Disneyland? You had the whole place to yourself? But it looks like, you know, being around a bunch of high school students isn't the most exciting thing as you would think for high school students. You know, I would think now, being the age that I am, that, oh my God, if I could go back and hang out with all my friends, yeah, that would be great. But I forgot how high school students are kind of mean, kind of obnoxious. And one thing we could take from that is when you think your kids don't want to spend time with you or don't want to hang out with you or do certain things, in a way, they may not choose high school buddies over you, because you seem to, like, not be as obnoxious as you think. And I was wondering about that. My sons love going to Disneyland with us, even at their ages now. They're 18 and 15. I'm like, why wouldn't you want to just, they do want to go with their friends, but they don't want to be just surrounded by high school students. I think they love their mama. Speaking of which, mama, happy Mother's Day to everybody. Hope everybody had a good Mother's Day. See? Oh, my kids treated me very good. I wasn't as nice to my mother as I should have been. But I took her to dinner, bought her flowers and a gift. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today. Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. You got it?
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-676-9879. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee.
Pests, wherever you are, I will find you.
Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-676-9879. 1-800-676-9879. 30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Manny, who was working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. This is interesting. A Miami high school is catching some heat after its jungle-themed prom decorations included a live caged tiger. Christopher Columbus High School is a private Catholic school for boys, and they had its prom on Friday. And by Sunday, video of the caged tiger, which was kind of pacing in a small cage during the event, surfaced online. And people were pretty ticked off. They say this poor tiger was used as an exotic amusement for the mindless teenagers who were present. According to somebody whose brother attends a school, it is not the student's fault to be so naive, but the staff. Now, the video showed the tiger frantically walking the perimeter of the cage, which is kind of a sign of animal distress. Another video found the animal pacing again. There were dancers with fire. I gotta tell you, man, my prom stunk compared to something like that. I mean, we had, I don't even remember if we, I think we had some balloons. Yeah. And I guess there was also a lemur, a parrot, and a fox. And students were able to pose for pictures. Now, PETA was outraged. They said wild animals aren't prom decorations. Displaying a tiger in a tiny cage and allowing students to handle lemurs is cruel to the animals and dangerous for the students. And it sends a harmful message that living beings are props to be used for human amusement. Of course, the principal apologized. Now, so here's the thing. I'm torn. Because I like to think of myself as somebody pro-animal. And so I have cats. I have dogs. We have had fish tanks in the past. I take my kids to zoos and aquariums and petting zoos. And I've always wanted to instill in my family a love of animals. We coexist with animals, and I want them to appreciate them. We love going to aquariums. But you can make an argument that an aquarium or a zoo or having a pet is cruel. You can make any argument down that path. Now, I get if a tiger was upset and he was, okay, and he suffered for those 4 or 5 hours, that stinks. But on the flip side, what a cool thing to introduce humans and let humans appreciate a lemur or a fox or a... The more exposure you have to animals, the nicer you become. I mean, somebody could say, well, those of you who fish, that's really cruel. I mean, it is. You take a fish and you kill it. I mean, you know, where does it end? Where's the cutoff? I have 5 cats and 2 dogs. All right, and then Shakaboo, Zaji, Snowball, Snappy, and Spider. Those are my 5 kitty cats. And then we got 2 dogs, Apollo and Uzi. And I feed them well. They have a very comfortable area to sleep. They have privacy when they have to go potty. They got the little potty box in like a private area. When they clean themselves, they give them privacy. Okay? You know, but where somebody would say that I am being cruel and I am abusing these animals is when I sing. So they hang out in the bathroom and I go into the shower, and when I'm in the shower, I sing. Right? Shout through the hut. Okay, anyway. So these cats and dogs have to listen to that. Now, somebody could say, no. Out in the wild, they would not have to be subjected to that. I also talk to them. I talk to them in baby talk. Hey, shake-a-boo, shake-a-boo, so that's a day. And somebody could say that is annoying to them. We've had a lot of articles and discussions on how your cats may purr, but not because they're happy, but because they're nervous. Cats will purr when they're nervous. So there's a chance that our pets are stressed out. When we leave to go to work, and the dog is sitting there by the front door, upset, somebody could claim that's cruel. A dog should be with other dogs. Well, where? Running around L.A. County? Where? We confine dogs. Somebody can make an argument that every single thing we do with an animal is cruel. Now, personally, an exotic thing prom, yeah, they could have probably done something else. But then on the flip side, if these kids got an appreciation for other animals, isn't that a good thing? So, I mean, we can make an argument that you just keep humans to one side of this earth and animals to the other side of the earth and you never let them meet, because if you do, that's cruel. But there are cages. The reason why cages were made is because if you're transporting an animal from one facility to another, they don't go all over the place. It's called a cage. It happens. If I have to take my animals to the vet, they're in a cage. You're not supposed to have the cats and dogs running around the car. Shakaboo likes it. Shakaboo likes to sit on my lap at the front seat, but you're not supposed to. They're supposed to be in a cage for protection. But a cage is cruel. Well, so what are we supposed to do? Are we not supposed to take them to the vet? if we take an animal to a vet, is that considered cruel? You cannot have people damned if they do, damned if they don't. That is something that is very frustrating in society. We can't make all these rules and make all these decisions and, you know, get upset at people without giving them options. So where was this tiger before he came to prom? Well, he was in some facility. Well, is that facility cruel? I mean, I look at zoos, and I like zoos. I like zoos a lot. And every now and then, I'm like, oh, you know, I don't know if they really like being here. You know, I don't know if they like it. And, you know, my husband goes, oh, they feed them well. The trainers show them a lot of love. They show them, you know, and I'm like, well, you know, before an animal, maybe they don't like, you know, patting on the head or rub tummy. You know, they get their, you know, love and companionship from other animals. So you see them with other animals, and they seem to be happy, and, you know, they seem to be okay, and we get an appreciation, and we look at them. But I could see somebody claiming that that's cruel. So what, we're going to get rid of zoos? The giraffes look happy. When those giraffes get to be fed by us and we feed them, I mean, they look happy. They look really happy. Giraffes just do. Giraffes never look ticked off. I don't think I would know what a ticked off giraffe looks like. So, whatever we do is wrong. And this is the message we keep sending to our youth, to each other, that we're always doing something wrong. I think that's a problem. We're always doing something wrong. Saying to customers, will only serve you if you're a paying customer. That's wrong. Can't do that. You can't say no to nobody. Society doesn't know what to do. People don't know what to say anymore. They don't know how to act. They don't know how to, you know, because they are so afraid of being accused of being something that they're not. I am really interested to see what happens, you know, in classrooms when they talk about, well, we can't use the term boy or girl anymore. I'm not sure how that is going to play out. Because part of growing up is finding a niche, making certain communal tribes, and then individuality. You have to work in a group and then not work in a group and be, you know, find like people, not find like people. And in a child's development, other children are going to gravitate to other children. Girls are going to gravitate to girls. Boys are going to gravitate to boys. I understand we have a growing transgender population, and there's a lot of things we could do to be inclusive of that. But I really foresee us getting rid of male and female and boy and girl. And when a young child notices that they have a pee-pee and somebody else doesn't, and they get chewed out for making that distinction. Well, honestly, little kids shouldn't be talking about their privates, but they do. They do. Because they're learning, you know? We need to slowly start teaching people, and from a positive reinforcement, what they can do and what is good. What are we doing that is good? Is introducing kids to animals a good thing? If it's not, it's not. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. We'll be right back.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets. 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
The Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCA-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So the World Health, Fix the Radios, people. The World Health Organization has released a plan to help countries wipe out trans fats from the global food supply in the next 5 years. This is a very ambitious plan. The United Nations agency has in the past pushed to exterminate infectious diseases, but now it wants to erase a hazard linked to chronic illness. So, in a statement today, health agencies said eliminating trans fats is critical to preventing deaths worldwide. World Health Organization estimates that eating trans fats, commonly found in baked and processed foods, leads to the death of more than 500,000 people from heart disease every year. So according to Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus, said it's a crisis level and it's a major front in our fight now. Officials think it can be done in 5 years because the work is well underway in many countries. Denmark did it 15 years ago. Since then, the U.S. and more than 40 other high-income countries have been working on getting these heart-clogging additives out of the food supply, according to Time magazine. World Health Organization is now pushing middle- and lower-income countries to pick up the fight. So, these artificial trans fats They're unhealthy. Why? Because we add a hydrogen to vegetable oil to make it solid. That's why I'm not a big fan of margarine or shortening. I'd almost rather have the butter. But it's where we hydrogenate oil. Health experts say, why don't we replace it with canola oil or other products? Olive oil you could use. There are also naturally occurring trans fats in some meats and dairy products. The World Health Organization recommends that no more than 1% of your calories come from trans fats. Many of you, it's like 20%. According to Dr. Branca, he says trans fats are a harmful compound that can be removed easily without major cost and without any impact on the quality of foods. So countries are going to probably have legislation, etc. So many of you are kind of confused as to, okay, what can you eat? Well, I would say start by eliminating certain things. So Crisco shortening has been something that we've been cooking with, I think, since 1911. And it was the first trans fatty food to hit the market. People were able to cook their grits and their eggs and their food with the shortening. And so since then, we started to see more and more use of that. They said by the 1950s, trans fatty food started to become popular because they thought it was healthier than using butter or lard. They also have a prolonged product shelf life. We use them to do a variety of things, make deep-fried foods, cookies, donuts. And I remember in the 80s, my mom would never buy butter. She would only buy margarine. Because margarine was supposed to be healthier. Now I'm like, no. I would just rather go for the real, go as close to natural as possible. They say studies gradually reveal that trans fats wreck cholesterol levels in the blood and then drive up our risk of heart disease. Trans fats are probably the most harmful fat in the food supply. And we've been adding margarine and doing this to us now for decades. In the U.S., New York City in 2006 banned restaurants from serving food with trans fats. That same year, the FDA required manufacturers to list trans fat content information on food labels. Now, I don't know if you've noticed, but I've gone to some restaurants in New York City, and I have not liked the food. I went to this one sandwich place, and I got a chicken sandwich. And it looked really, it looked like a nice, healthy place. It was the most untasty. I ate, and I'm like, this is New York? That's a problem. New York City has some of the best food. Maybe it's because they don't, forget about it. Let's just cook and put some this there. And they make their meal and it's like yummy. Restaurants are awesome there. But last few times I've been to New York, I've not liked what I've eaten. They say many manufacturers have cut back. Studies have shown the trans fat levels in the blood of middle-aged U.S. adults have fallen nearly 60%. So in 2015, the FDA took steps to finish the job of eliminating trans fats, calling for manufacturers to stop selling trans fatty foods by June 18th, 2018. That deadline comes next month. I don't know how much progress we've made. It is. It's very bold. It's very aggressive. But I don't mind that move. I mean, I really am pro-education. And for people to say, oh, yeah, margarine is healthier, people still think margarine is healthier. That's a problem. It's not. So I like the idea of us not having it infused in our food. I'm fine with that. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. All right, I'm going to keep you guys posted, hopefully on a daily basis, on what's going on with Ebola. The World Health Organization has now clocked 19 people have died, 39 infected in a Congo Ebola outbreak. According to the World Health Organization today, these cases have been confirmed from April 4th to May 13th. 393 people who identified as contacts of Ebola patients are being currently followed up. The outbreak in Bikoro, Iboko, and Wangata health zones in Equator province. Right? We are hoping to get more information out of these areas. Still limited, according to the World Health Organization. They say at present the outbreak does not meet the criteria for declaring a, quote, public health event of international concern. That would then trigger the formation of an emergency World Health Organization committee. Keep in mind, Ebola little outbreaks have been smoldering since the 70s. Not overly shocking that every year or two we hear this happen. However, already 19 people dying, 39 people infected. We many times don't hear about these until it's a little late. And so I commend the World Health Organization being on top of it. But usually by the time we get numbers, there's usually a lot more that have not been counted, reported, or identified. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Nearly 3 dozen people in 9 states have now been sickened by a salmonella outbreak that's led to the recall of more than 200 million eggs. Now, the outbreak was traced to one single facility in Hyde County, North Carolina, belonging to Indiana-based egg producer Rose Acre Farms. In April, the CDC announced 23 people have been sick. Now the number is up to 35. Nobody has died. They say the 12 who recently fell ill were in 5 different states. All of the affected states have been along the East Coast, except for Colorado, where there was 1 case. The eggs are sold under different brands at a variety of retailers and restaurants, including Walmart and Waffle House. 11 people have been hospitalized, according to the CDC. Again, no deaths, but it did prompt a recall of nearly 207 million eggs, according to NBC News. As you know, salmonella is a bacteria that causes diarrhea, fever, stomach cramps. Usually get it anywhere between 12 and 72 hours after exposure. Many times we recover without treatment, but sometimes you do need antibiotics, especially if you're a young child, weakened immune system, a senior citizen. So the affected eggs have a, quote, best buy date of April 2nd and April 3rd. A lot of us have eggs sitting in our refrigerators that are months old. You know, like, oh, eggs don't expire. They actually do. But I've eaten old eggs, and I don't notice it much. They're in the fridge. But Rose Acre Farms have not immediately responded to a request for comment. We will keep you guys posted on that. Speaking of which, there's supposed to be a storm, I guess, that we are being told can make, unfortunately, some pretty bad flooding occur in Florida. They say drenching downpours, gusty winds, and strong thunderstorms from a storm that originated from the tropics may affect Florida this week. The storm only has until the middle of the week to acquire some tropical characteristics. All right? We do not think this is going to be a hurricane. We are not in hurricane season. Hurricane season, though, will probably start by the end of the summer. And so water temperatures are marginal for development. Remember, we just got out of winter, and we're starting to warm up. But if temperatures are warmer, we're going to start to see more tropical storms. We'll keep you guys posted on that. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. Visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. radio.recordedvideo.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Scary stuff. There's a woman whose husband believed died, one, from a hot tub, and two, from doctors not treating her correctly. And she's an Indianapolis woman who had died after contracting a flesh-eating bacteria when she was in Florida. Carol Martin and her husband Richard went to Clearwater, Florida in February for their annual vacation. I love Clearwater, Florida. It's gorgeous. I've got family there. And they stayed at a local Days Inn. This is according to WFLA. Richard said that his wife spent some time in the hotel hot tub. And then when they got back home, she noticed she had a sore on her butt. She had like a pimple come up on her right butt cheek. She said it was kind of painful. Carol went to the doctor twice and was given several antibiotics, but the sore kept growing. Finally, they decided to do a biopsy of the area after the third trip. That's when doctors discovered that she had necrotizing fasciitis, That's a flesh-eating disease. We've talked about that, where you have the fascia that lines the muscle. And if infection goes deep past the epidermis, dermis, subcutaneous layer, fat layer, it has a pathway, a highway, where it could spread along that fascia. They say in the emergency room, we are sorry, but she has a flesh-eating bacteria. We have to rush her to surgery right now. Once she was diagnosed, she was rushed to surgery, spent 60 days in the ICU. She was released from the hospital, but days later, she died at home. Horrible. According to WRTV, the Marion County coroner is reportedly collecting tissue samples to determine whether the infection played a role in her death. Richard said he isn't totally sure where she contracted the necrotizing fasciitis, but he thinks it could have been the hot tub. My thing is, nobody else got it. The flesh-eating bacteria, no one else got it, but she was the only one in the hot tub. Sometimes I think it's also a bite. Sometimes when you have like a sore on your butt, you could have sat on something or whatever. So sometimes I think it could have been a bite or in the hotel bed, but they think it might have been the hot tub. So the parent company of Days Inn Wyndham Hotels did not respond to a request. And again, did it really happen at the hotel? So what is necrotizing fasciitis? So it's a serious bacterial infection that spreads quickly. And according to the CDC, it could be from group A strep, Klebsiella, Clostridium, E. coli, Staph aureus, Aeromonas hydrophilia. And they say group A strep is usually the most common cause of necrotizing fasciitis. Most group A strep bacteria are easy to treat, but sometimes if they infect the fascia, that connective tissue around muscles and nerves and fat and blood vessels, it'll go fast. And the toxins from these bacteria will also destroy the tissue. So unfortunately, people can die. So you'll have pain, soreness, ulcers, blisters. You can get fever, chills, fatigue, vomiting, etc. According to the CDC, 1,200 cases have been diagnosed each year in the United States since the year 2010. So what did the doctors do wrong, if anything? Well, usually what we do is if you have a small pimple, we'll start you on an antibiotic. If we could drain it, we'll drain it. But if the skin is kind of red and there's not really anything to lance, we're going to start you on antibiotics right away. If we think there's something to lance, or something we could culture, we will open it up and we will take a sample. You know, we don't usually like to cut the skin if we don't have to. But if you have a boil or something that could ooze, we culture it. Now, cultures can take 3 days. So, if you did have a group A strep infection or a Klebsiella infection, the lab form will come back saying what antibiotic it's sensitive to. So, again, we don't have the medical records, but it sounds to me like she came in and she had this little thing on her butt. So, like, all right, we'll start you on some antibiotics. And it sounds like, because if the antibiotics were switched, they did take a sample day one. Then they took a sample, must have gotten the results back. So on the second visit, they changed the antibiotics based on the culture. It happens commonly. Once we get some data, then we could fine-tune our treatment. So they did that. It wasn't enough, obviously. She started to have worse symptoms, go to the ER. That's when they find out that, determine that that's what's going on. Now, when you look back, I'm not sure how, again, I don't have the medical records, but I don't know what they could have done differently. Many times we withhold antibiotics, which I think is unfortunate. Remember that Georgia teenager, the ziplining accident? She had a big cut in her thigh. They didn't give her antibiotics because they cleaned her out. They thought they did a good job. She's like, but it hurts. Days later, it hurts. They go, of course it hurts. You had a cut. Of course it hurts. But it wasn't red, and so they didn't think it was infected. Meanwhile, the infection was deep. So when somebody says they have pain, usually there's a source on the skin for necrotizing fasciitis. So for those of you going, gosh, my leg hurts, and if you haven't cut yourself, you probably don't have necrotizing fasciitis. Okay, there has to be a port or a avenue for the infection to come into. But if you have been cut, and you notice that your leg is sore, your arm is sore, your butt is really sore, you have got to assume that that infection went deeper. And it's scary stuff, but it's unfortunately something we have to prepare for. And I'm wondering what antibiotics, you know, a lot of the antibiotics we have can attack these bacteria. My guess is she might have had a superbug. And if you have Staph aureus or methicillin-resistant Staph aureus, now, by the way, I can tell if it's going to be a Staph aureus or a MRSA because somebody gets a spot or a pimple or a sore, and they're like, you know what, this really hurts. This isn't, you know, just like a simple pimple. This is like a real painful boil. Then I know it's Staph before we even begin. And I may even double cover. But it's a shame. It really is a shame. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right. So they say Viagra may be a thing of the past if this new injection seems to work. There's an injection using stem cells to treat erectile dysfunction. And according to Newsweek, this may make Viagra obsolete in the near future. In a small study in Denmark, researchers restored the function of men's genitalia by injecting 20 million stem cells into the base of the organ. Scientists believe that this treatment could revitalize the blood vessels and nerves. It also enlarged their penises. And so the Sunday Times reported, further research is now needed to understand the long-term effects of the treatment. Currently, the research is focused on aiding men whose prostate glands have been removed due to cancer. But, obviously, this procedure can help nerves, blood vessels, etc. Stem cells. Stem cells create the growth of new, young, healthy cells, vessels. So they say this injection could hopefully could help the millions of men worldwide who struggle with erectile dysfunction. According to the Department of Health, ED is common and affects 30 million men in the U.S. True, there could be emotional issues, testosterone deficiency, obesity, blood pressure medication. There's a variety of things that could cause erectile dysfunction. But rather than taking a pill to treat a symptom, if we could fix the root, literally, that's some pretty cool stuff. Yeah, it's going to be amazing to see what happens with stem cells. They're expensive, though. I mean, stem cell therapy is going to be expensive. But this is what I love about that is it's a very, very, you know, where they talk about precise precision medicine? Stem cells is very unique to you and will hopefully create what you need. Like, for example, with our cartilage. If we could make new cartilage in our joints using stem cell therapies, wow, there's so much cool stuff we could do. All right, guys, 1-877-DOC-DALI, don't go away.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my Sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. Or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.